What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. I'm a Forbes accredited marketer and global keynote speaker. And this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. We are a self-development and entrepreneurship community for go-getters to organize their life and business. Get ready to gain knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders and be one step closer to becoming the ultimate entrepreneur. Before we start this episode, how would you feel if I told you that you could change your whole business process around with just $20? Keep on listening to the episode to find out how. What's going on, guys? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. We're streaming live right now from Los Angeles, California, on the 30th floor of the AT&T Tower in downtown Los Angeles at the NetCon Los Angeles Hustle Inspires Hustle Mastermind. And I'm very excited to have the Pseudo Twins here today because we've been trying to do this for a long time now, and we finally get to do it in person. It's been great year for you guys, and I really wanted you guys to speak to the young entrepreneurs listening to this podcast because you guys are the perfect example that putting yourself out there, not being afraid of what people think, believing in yourself, and stepping out of your comfort zone is worth it. And I want to let everybody know why it is worth it, because if I'm not mistaken, just less than a year ago, you guys were working where were you guys working? You guys were working at a restaurant?
The Thompson Hotel. We were working as servers in a restaurant.
Good, which is great because you guys probably learned a bunch of people's skills there, and it's great because I worked in fast food. I love it. I wouldn't change anything about it. Michelle, business partner as well, she used to work at a restaurant just, what, a year and a half ago? And now we're over here sitting in downtown L.A., traveling the United States. You guys are speaking on stages everywhere. How did this happen? Break it down for me. And first of all, introduce yourself, because I introduce you guys as a unit. Okay,
yeah.
But you guys are individual human beings.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us, Alex. It's a huge honor to be on your podcast. I don't know if you can tell our voices apart, but my name is Jennifer
Pseudo.
And my name is Stephanie Pseudo. And we are twin sisters, identical, so we sound exactly the same. But people do kind of, we've always been used to people like referring to us as a unit because we're twins, so they're like, oh, the Pseudo Twins. So we kind of go by that, but basically, like you said, just a year ago, I mean, just in February, we were working as servers in a restaurant, and you were saying, you know, what really inspired us to take the jump, because we kind of did something crazy, like we quit our jobs without putting 2 weeks in, like, we didn't even save up any money.
Fuck them.
And I know.
Let's go.
I think that's why we inspire so many people, because everyone, like, wants to do that, but they don't have the courage to do it.
Yeah, and look, also for people to realize, they are aliens from another galaxy, okay? They pulled it off. For everyone, it's not the same way, right? So you got to prepare, because some people just jump the gun, but they're not really prepared. You guys did that, but you guys had good relationships. You guys knew where to go. A lot of people go and quit, but they have nowhere to go. So that's very important to know. Yes, you could leave what you're doing right now or build a side hustle, but under no circumstances do you want to shake up your life in a way where you will not have full control. And what I like about what you guys did is that you guys took that risk. But it almost looked as if you guys knew exactly what you guys were doing. Like, you guys wasted no time. You guys hit up the right. You guys actually hit me up before SocialX. You guys offering your service. And I didn't use it because I already had my team. But I respected the way you guys reached out to me. And when I got there, you guys were doing work for everyone. I'm like, I like that. I fuck with that. I want to see where that goes. And I talked to you guys about you guys with Michelle and the rest of my team, because I told them, watch what they're going to do. I guarantee you anything, they're going to fuck it up. And next thing you know, you guys are working with John Shin. You guys are speaking at Think and Grow Rich. You guys are in a book. Fuck?
It's been crazy.
What is all of this that's going on? What is it that you guys are doing? Like, I need to do whatever you guys are doing because it's working.
Well, first of all, we did actually, like, visualize it. So we planned it all out. We're like, all right, what do we want this to be like? Like, we're going to quit our jobs. What do we want to do? What do we want this to look like for us? And we just wrote it all out on, like, just giant whiteboard the night before we quit.
Beautiful. Awesome.
And we're like, okay, this is the plan. And it's crazy how much, you know, things start to happen when you put things out into the universe. You know, you put out energy and it comes back to you. So, yeah, I think mostly, honestly, thinking back, like, how we were able to, you know, move so quickly and get, like, a millionaire mentor and all that, I think it was just that we didn't know anybody in the space, and so we didn't feel judged. Like, we didn't feel like, oh, like, this person's gonna think this of us, because we didn't know anyone, so we really didn't care. We were just like, you know what, we're just gonna go in full guns blazing, like, go to the event, start working it, like, we don't know anybody, but that makes it better because then we don't have to feel like we can hold back. We can feel like, well, we don't know anyone anyway, so it's kind of easier that way.
Yeah, who knows these people anyways, right?
Exactly.
The worst that could happen.
Exactly.
But they're like big, little do we know these people are big players in the industry that we're just meeting and
we're just casually coming up to them, like talking to them. And I think that that really was what helped us a lot. Like, just being like, you know, hearing the speakers here, they're saying, be more like a peer, not like a fan. And I think,
yeah,
really,
I noticed that about you guys. You guys hold yourself to a certain level. Like, you guys show respect and you guys show appreciation, but you guys are businesswomen too. And you're here to bring something to the table, and you're not here to just take pictures and film with everybody and post it. Like, no, like, you guys want to be part of the game. You guys are playing in the game, which is very important. Because there's a very fine line between being a fan and being somebody that could bring something to the table that also admires you. Because I admire a lot of these guys. John, Spectacular, I just sat down with him. Dan Fleshman, Andy Frazella, that was on the podcast. So many people. But it's admiration and respect, but it's also, I want to be in the game with you. And you guys do that very well. I wanted to talk about that. Like, where did you guys learn how to approach people? Was it something you learned from your family? Did your parents instill that into you? Who taught you that? Because that doesn't really come, like, naturally. Like, that's something that's learned, how to approach people, how to talk, how to not say more than you should. You guys are very well composed, very organized, very well communicative. Who inspired you, or who was an inspiration for you guys to be able to be like that?
I think it was growing up. We moved around so much. Like, fourth grade, we went to two different schools. Fifth grade, different schools. Sixth grade, different schools.
Always
the
new
kid. School. So, like, we always had to quickly adapt to our environment.
Okay.
And so, like, our mom, single mom, never made more than, like, 35 grand a year, even to this day.
Damn.
Like, it was
good
always
for her. She pulled it off and made two great girls, man.
Yeah,
your
so
mom.
Like,
well, she's our mom is so like.
I've seen her on your stories. She looks
so
clean,
like,
right?
Yeah. But honestly, she is like. So when I first dropped out of college, she was the only person that didn't think I was crazy. She's like, I believe in whatever you think you can do, and like, she believed in us. Like,
that's a
it's really
great.
Important to have someone that believes in you. Because imagine if our mom didn't even believe in us. Like, there's no way we'd be even here right now.
Since you're listening to this episode, I want to make sure that you save my phone number so I could let you know about new podcast episodes or networking events going on in your area. Go to my Instagram, Alex Quinn, AlexQuin, and hit the contact button and then text me. It's tough to, and look, I come from, my parents believe, I'll tell my parents, I'll literally sit there and tell my parents, okay, so this year I'm going to do a world tour and next week I'm going to do a conference with 1,000 people. They're like, okay. And I'll, like, whatever I said, they're like, I know you could do it. But there's people that don't have that. So then you have to be grateful, right? And then also, one great thing you just mentioned is you guys moved around a lot. For a young kid, that could be something negative. It's tough, adapting and new friends and insecurities, right? Like, a lot of shit comes up. But at that time, maybe you guys may have seen it. I don't know how you saw it, but it could have been seen as something negative because, oh, again, moving every year. But look at the skill you got from it. Like, you see, like, how life plays out. Sometimes the shit that we feel is, like, fucking us up or getting in our way or holding us back is what's going to help us in 5 years, and we have no clue.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we kind of grew up in, like, kind of a, like, in elementary school. Up until fourth grade, we went to, like, a really ghetto school. Like, it was really, like, poor. And it was, so it was, like, when we moved from fourth grade from Little Rock, California, this tiny little town, even Chris Delgado, he's like, you guys came from a trash town. Like, he knows that town. 1,000 people population, and when we moved into our aunt's house. We were sleeping on the couch in her house.
Yeah,
she lived in Scottsdale, Arizona. Really nice part of town. So we went from really ghetto to, like, all of a sudden all these, like, wealthy kids were just like, whoa, this is a culture shock.
Yeah, culture shock.
And but we kind of learned quickly, like, the differences in people's mindset. Like, people that grow up with richer parents versus people that grow up with poorer parents. People that grow up in more wealth, they feel more entitled, which can be negative. But the good thing about it is they're not scared to ask questions, and they're not scared to challenge authority, mm-hmm. which we were always scared to challenge authority. So it was like we realized that, okay, these people are a lot more confident, and we don't know what it is, but we need to kind of learn that because we didn't have it.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you guys have been through so much good things, right? And the bad things that we go through are great as well because they prepare us for all the things that we're going to have to do and deal with moving forward in our life, because there's always going to be adversity. We were just inside in the conference here at NetCon talking about that and talking about adversity. It's always going to be around. Nothing great ever came easy. Nothing great was ever accomplished without adversity. every successful person has eaten shit. How long? 5 years, 10, 12. How long are you willing to go through it? Because I know it can't be easy, you know, for you guys. And it's scary. Like, you know, a few months ago, you guys were working at the hotel. You guys were working in the service industry. And now you guys are, like, all over the place and traveling and getting all these opportunities. It's a lot to take in, you know. And it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of humility to be able to process that. But it's great what you guys have going on. I saw that you guys dropped that book. You guys were part of that book. It was advice for how for it was advice for break it down for me. How was
yeah,
the book?
It's I haven't called, read it yet. It's called One Habit, and it's 100 top level entrepreneurs. Like, literally, the Make a Wish Foundation founder Frank, he's in the book. Sharon Lecter, co-author of All the Rich Dad Poor Dad, she's in the book. David Meltzer, these big people are in the book. And we're in the book. And how did we even get in the book? It was because of one person who referred us, which we've learned, and this is kind of like the most valuable thing we learned, is it really does matter who you know and connections. And if you can kind of understand the social game, especially like a lot of entrepreneur events, a lot of people that listen to your podcast probably go to a lot of these events.
Yeah.
You know that these people run in the same circles. And if they keep seeing you, like if you keep talking to them and you build a relationship, and if they think you're cool, like, they will bring opportunities to you.
The hardest part is breaking out of your shell and, like, trusting people, right? Like, fuck, is this person going to do me wrong? Because we've been there, right? You guys have been with people that would let you down.
We've been screwed over.
People will let... And the people that love you the most are usually the ones that tend to let you down, right? The people you let in the most. But it's business. And to be a strong businessman, a businesswoman, you got to know that shit's going to happen. You just got to think of everything with a cool mind. It's a training process, right? We learn over the years and years and years of experience, but it's surrounding yourself with the right people. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. I can't wait to see what you guys are going to be doing in like 2-3 years. Like, who knows? Look what happened in 6 months,
yeah,
8 months, 2-3 years. Like, I ask myself sometimes, I sit there, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to be crazy when I'm like 35. I'm 25.
Yeah.
I'm 35. I'm fucking it up. Like,
yeah.
God knows what I'm going right? to be doing, but I'm excited for it. Am I a little bit uneasy and scared? Of course. We don't know where life's going to go or how things are going to happen, but as long as we keep doing this and investing in ourselves, because I know it was money for you guys to fly out here. It was money for us to fly out here. It was a bunch. My whole team is here in Los Angeles. We came from Miami. We have a whole podcast set up. We have to fly in walls of step and repeats and logos and so many things. And it costs money and time and effort. Maybe you wanted to be with your family. Maybe it was your mom's birthday this weekend. Maybe it was your aunt's birthday. Maybe you wanted to do something personal. You have to make certain sacrifices, right? But ultimately, they're the sacrifices that we're willing to make for something we love. And one thing I tell my people all the time, my students, people, my master, my people, my events is, don't do something you don't even like. Why are you doing that? Because eventually it happens to every single person. You're gonna leave what you're doing. So why leave when you're 45 years old, 50 years old after 20 years of work? Doesn't make sense. And if you're 45 listening right now, doesn't mean it's too late. Leave right now, but figure out a way to do what you like, because the second you find that, it's like this freedom that is like incredible, because there's so much uncertainty. You guys deal with it after leaving your job. Like, now is you got to make your check. You got to create the check. Now the check is not created for you, and you follow these steps where if you finish these tasks, the check is done. Now it's like, where are we gonna get the money? Where is it? We got to go out and create it. And it's tough, but it's doable. And here we are. Let's take a quick break. I want to tell you about a new way I run my business. So did you know that I was able to increase my workload and close more leads by automating my client onboarding operation over the last few months? I removed the friction points in my communication process so clients are able to approve, sign, and pay all in one go. This was all thanks to HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management software that helps businesses like yours manage and automate projects. Now, from the moment your clients are ready to say yes, they'll automatically receive the proposal, contract, and payment all in one email. So, you're able to focus on getting more clients, less friction, and more deals. Thanks to HoneyBook, all Hustle Inspires Hustle listeners get 50% off when you go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex, A-L-E-X. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
Yeah, that's what you remind me of, what Ty Lopez, because we really started listening to Ty. He was like our number one entrepreneur that we followed on social media first.
Yeah.
And he always said, like, with great wealth comes great sacrifice. And yeah. I never really understood what that meant until we actually sacrificed stuff. And we're like, oh, wow. Like, now I understand. Once you do it, you understand what people are talking about.
It's crazy. Like, I miss out on so many things. Like, and I like to keep a pretty good balance between work and family life and stuff. But there's things that sometimes I'm just, like, doing a podcast and maybe I'm sitting here with you, but, like, I want to see my mom or my brother or my sister, or I missed on a family party that I know when they're not around and when I'm older and I don't have these people around anymore, because that's just the way life works, I'm going to wish I was there. But then again, we have to do this. Like, because some of us grew up in a situation where we have no choice but to create wealth for the people that come after us, because we just don't have it like that, right? So it's just this balance. And if you're not mentally there, and if you're not mentally strong, that shit will fuck you up, because the uncertainty of that, and then the uncertainty of work, and are you going to get paid, are you not, how's business, it could drive somebody insane. That's why so many people quit. That's why the only people that make it and make a lot of money are the people that stay on and deal with all the crazy shit that you have to deal with. Before Michelle started working with me, I told her, I'm like, I need you to be prepared, because this shit is probably going to be one of the hardest things you will do in your life, which is get into business, get into entrepreneurship, and understand that the bad things that are happening to you aren't happening to you because you're dumb or stupid or incapable or any other reasons that you're probably telling yourself or other people may tell you. It's simply because that's how it fucking is. That's how it is. Because if it was meant to be easy, then everybody around you would have exactly what they want and be doing exactly what they want to be doing, right? So guys, where can we find you on social media? What things should we be excited about? You guys are doing so many cool things. I want to hear what else is up.
So so we're most excited. We're going to be also starting a podcast. And yes. And by the way, I wanted to say, because the first time we met you, Alex, was at Social X, and you were the first person that, like, came up to us and, like, shook our hands. You're like, hey, I'm Alex, nice to meet you, like, what do you do? And you didn't even, like, tell us what you did. You were just, like, interested in us, and we were just in the audience, but we were front row. Obviously, we always try to sit in the front.
VIP.
But you really stood out to us at that event. Like, I was really impressed by you, and then I started listening to all your podcasts. So it's crazy that we're even on your podcast, because, like, but we were listening to all your podcasts
before. It was meant to happen. Like, I've always known I wanted to have you guys on the podcast. It was just, I honestly always wanted to do it in person. And we've seen each other so many times in between, but it's the scheduling and you guys fly in and out and speak at this event and that event where it didn't happen. But here we are. And look at this beautiful view. Like, you guys can't see this right now because you guys are listening. But the twins are sitting in front of me right now, and they have the entire Los Angeles backdrop behind them, because we're sitting in a penthouse right now at the AT&T Tower. It doesn't get better than this, guys. Life may not be exactly where you want it to be right now, but enjoy the moment. Enjoy where you are right now. Enjoy the process and the struggle, because when you look back, you're going to love it. You're going to see, shit, man, I really love what I did. I was so blessed to be able to be part of these things. And I know things may not be exactly how I want them right now, or you want them right now, because we always want more. But there is people in the world that wish they were doing what we're doing right now. And I'm very blessed to be able to hold a conversation with you guys, have you guys on my podcast, because I think it's great value to my audience. And not only that, to be able to have you guys come in town, speak to everybody, and provide so much support for the community. I hope you guys never change. I love you guys' vibe and your energy and your attitude. I can't wait to see you guys doing well. So drop your IGs and let everybody know where they're going to follow you.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, my Instagram is Jennifer Sutto, so at Jennifer and then S-U-T-T-O. Yeah, and mine is Steph Sutto, so just both of our names, you can find us. We're also known as the Sutto Twins. We'll be starting a Sutto Twins podcast. But
so you guys make sure you keep an eye out for that and support female entrepreneurs out there. We're at NetCon. We had about 10 girls in the first row just now, which is very cool, because I go to events all over the world, and you're starting to see it more and more. Women entrepreneurs are coming out and trying to do their thing, and not only trying, succeeding. And I encourage you guys, if you're a male entrepreneur, if you're a guy, show these girls the respect that they deserve. Listen to them, support them. I show as much respect and as much support as I can. I couldn't do any of this without Michelle. She's sitting right next to me, making sure that this podcast is good. Everybody needs to support everybody. There are no colors, no sexual preferences, no religion that should keep anybody from supporting each other. So surround yourself with people that uplift you, because hustle inspires hustle. I'll see you next week, guys. Don't forget to check out honeybook.com to automate your business processes so you could get more clients and get paid faster. Get 50% off when you use code Alex. A-L-E-X. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could share with someone, review, or even subscribe to the podcast. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Or you could follow me on my personal, Alex Quinn with one N. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.